Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Now to New York, where former President Trump's criminal trial continues today. One of his most trusted advisors, former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks, has taken the stand. Trump is accused of covering up payments to an adult film actress named Stormy Daniels to hide an alleged affair and to influence the 2016 election. He denies those charges and the affair. NPR's Ximena Bustillo is outside the courthouse in Manhattan. Ximena, welcome.
Hey there.
So people might remember Hope Hicks, who was in her 20s. She had very little political experience when Trump hired her to lead his communications team. They've since had a falling out. What have we heard from her today?
Right. Hope Hicks was a Trump-era White House advisor. She worked on his campaign, spent a lot of time with the former president, left for a while, and then came back to the administration towards the end there. So far, she has just given a lot of preliminary information detailing how she first started working for the Trump organization to begin with and her connections to Trump in that way, leading into her formal roles with Trump as a politician. And she is also detailing kind of some of the beginnings of the issues that the campaign was seeing. So when the Access Hollywood tape was first released and came to their attention, how she needed to flag that to the campaign. So still a lot more to detail, but still in the early stages, she is one of the key witnesses that we are watching.
Yeah, and why is she such a potentially key witness?
So earlier in testimony from other witnesses, we have heard that she may have been privy and even in and out of some key meetings that detail the so-called catch and kill scheme that Trump, his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, and other members that were in leadership of the National Enquirer magazine kind of came into agreement for. And so she may have been in the room when some of those agreements were being had. She was also privy to Trump's schedule and just generally Trump as a person. And so she may be able to speak to how much he knew or didn't know about these agreements.
And also today, the jury heard more testimony from an analyst with the district attorney's office who introduced a tape yesterday of Trump talking with Michael Cohen just before the 2016 election. Lay out what they said and why that's important.
Right. So this analyst is one of the, what we call custodial witnesses, and he walked the jury through a process of collecting and analyzing phone data, specifically data from Michael Cohen's phone. So they played a clip of that recording yesterday where prosecutors, brought up this clip, and Cohen can be heard talking to Trump, and Cohen can be heard telling him, you know, quote, I need to open up a company for the transfer of all that info regarding our friend David. Now, the significance here is that the prosecution is trying to show that Trump was at least aware of the payouts that were being made. We're not sure if David refers to David Pecker, who is the publisher of the National Enquirer magazine, or David Dennison, which was the pseudonym used to reference Trump in some of these contractual agreements that the jury also saw. Now, the defense came up and tried to cast doubt on how that data was collected and the process there.
All right. Well, lots of testimony to keep track of here, because even yesterday, Trump's defense team cross-examined Keith Davidson. Now, this is the lawyer for Stormy Daniels, and they tried to suggest that Trump had been the victim of extortion. What do we need to know about that?
Mm-hmm. So the defense questioned Davidson about a series of past cases that he had been involved in. So Davidson previously represented and was involved with other celebrity clients in a series of negotiations, and they accused him of pushing that limit of extraction for other folks, other famous people like Charlie Sheen, for example, working on behalf of Tila Tequila, and other cases involving Hulk Hogan and Lindsay Lohan. And the goal here was to set up Davidson as a lawyer who knew how to push that line of extortion in negotiations and had done so many times before. Now, when it comes to Trump, the defense tried to argue that Davidson knew Election Day was coming up and was using Trump's candidacy and election night as a way to leverage a payment for his client, Stormy Daniels. Davidson said he did not use the election night as leverage.
Ximena, this is going to be a long trial, likely. There are many more important witnesses to come. I'm thinking about Michael Cohen. Just give us a preview of what you expect to hear in the courtroom in the days and weeks ahead.
Yeah, so we are still a few ways to go. Michael Cohen is expected to be a potential witness. He is one of the other names that we have heard a lot of because he is ultimately the one that did issue some of the payments and was brokering some of these negotiations. Hope Hicks, as I mentioned earlier, was one that we were also waiting for, and we're hearing from her today. Other folks we expect to testify could even be adult film star Stormy Daniels and Playboy model Karen McDougal, both who were on the receiving end of some of these payments. They had alleged affairs with Trump, and it was believed that they were going to come out with those stories ahead of election night, and the Trump campaign, the prosecution says, was worried that those stories would come out. And so those are other folks we think might be on the list to testify in the coming weeks.
All right. NPR's Ximena Bustia is reporting outside the courthouse in Manhattan. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.